right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the introduction of our podcast, The Borderless Bilinguals. My name is Alejandro Ramirez, and I am the team leader here at our research lab, the Bilingual Language Access Outcomes Lab. And with me today, I have the director and founder of our research lab, Dr. DeFino. So, Dr. DeFino, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello. It's my pleasure to be here today. I am a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences at the University of Florida, and I am also a licensed speech language pathologist in the state of Florida, where I have treated birth to end of life. So I'm happy to be here today.
Awesome. So for this introduction, we mainly want to know, who you are, but also what was the motivation behind creating a research lab focused on bilingualism?
Well, it was very simple. It was representation. There's a very large Spanish-speaking population in our home state, and I wanted to understand, more about our Spanish-speaking population. I wanted to understand the variability in the language skills of Spanish heritage speakers in our state and in general. And I wanted to address in our research, where language and cultures could potentially be barriers to accessing healthcare. And we want our patients to have equal access to healthcare so they can have positive outcomes with their health.
Awesome. Very interesting. So, Dr. DeFino, when you say large Spanish-speaking population, can you kind of give us some insight about what percentage you're referring to?
Well, according to the US Census in 2019, they estimated that 26.4% of Florida's population, or we're looking at over 5.6 million, identified themselves as Hispanic or Latino. And that's 22.5% over 4.8 million who actually speak Spanish at home.
Wow, that's incredible. And, we live here in the state of Florida, but how about in the US as a whole, or, speakers who aren't just speakers of Spanish? How about other languages?
Well, it's very interesting that you say that because the number of people in the United States who speak a language other than English at home has nearly tripled it from 23.1 million, which is about 1 in 10, in 1980 to 67.8 million, which is now almost 1 in 5% in 2019. And that was also according to a recent US Bureau report. So many people are speaking numerous languages aside from English in the United States right now.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. And another question, you stated that one of your goals was to understand the variability in the language skills of Spanish heritage speakers, but who are these Spanish heritage speakers?
So, Spanish heritage speakers are generally individuals who are born in, like, say, in the United States, and they're born to parents whose first language is not English. And so, at home, they're learning the language of their parents, their family. And then, around age 4 or 5, when they get ready to go to school, they are now speaking English or the academic language wherever they're living, right? So in the United States, it would be English as the academic language. And then what happens is they speak English at school. And then when they come home, they may or may not speak English, or they might speak English and Spanish, or they might only speak Spanish. So that is very interesting because what happens is their dominant language ends up becoming their ac the academic language becomes their dominant language. And so that's basically what a heritage speaker is. And there is a lot of variability. And I know that what variability means is the way that you use Spanish. So that is could be a another podcast in and of itself because variability in using language might mean that at work, They might be using English, but if they live in South Florida or somewhere where there's a large Spanish-speaking community, they might be using Spanish both at work and when they get home. Or maybe at work they speak English, and when they get home they speak a mix of Spanish and English, or maybe just Spanish, or maybe just English. And depending on, how much they use the language in the different domains of language, that's what can create lots of variability. And that's very interesting for us to know in understanding what their actual language skills consist of.
Very interesting indeed. So now, kind of switching gears, talking about your inception of the lab, how did your team kind of direct itself towards an emphasis on healthcare access?
Well, we are in public health and health professions. I'm a licensed speech therapist, and so we're very concerned about health in general, but we're especially constantly thinking of ways to implement healthcare across a healthcare access and social determinants of health into intersectional topics such as bilingualism and language acquisition. And so there are individuals who have very limited language proficiency who work in certain industries. And we also are very concerned that if they're hurt or they're sick and they can't express need for emergency medicine, we want to be able to make sure those individuals, have access to health care or an interpreter or somebody to help them in an emergency situation and just in the health situation in general. So we started focusing and we started seeing lots of gaps where we could address some of the issues. And one issue would be a lack of interpreters, professionally trained interpreters.
Yeah, absolutely. And
To
there are
name
definitely a
one, I'm sorry, to name one example, sorry.
Yes, there's definitely a lot of gaps in the literature and in the research that I'm glad that people like you and your team are, doing the work to finally fill those gaps and create evidence-based research for that. But yeah, I really appreciate you, Dr. Rufino, for everything that you've shared today. Can we expect to see you in a future episode?
Yes, I look forward to staying involved with our podcast and getting the word out about the research we're spearheading in our lab. And I thank you very much, Alejandro, for this opportunity and look forward to another episode. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. All right, guys, so stay tuned for our first episode where we're going to be talking about bilingual myths. Thank you so much. Take care.